Come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Talk to my Jesus, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other.
Hello, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. I am your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we are here. I am back. I have been gone for a long time, everybody, and it feels good to have the strength to be able to come back to you. You know, after I did the last episode, and I started on the churches, the seven churches, the seven letters, the seven churches in the book of Revelations. I started with the first church, and after I started, it was about returning back to your first love. I would encourage you to go listen to the last show that I did before this, but it's about returning back to your first love, which is Jesus. Now, after I did that show, my life turned completely upside down. My health turned upside down. My mental state turned up. Everything turned up. Everything just turned tipsy-turvy. And I knew this was going to happen because I was trying to teach the Word of God. I knew this was going to happen because I was in the book of Revelations. I knew this was going to happen because my mother, God bless her soul, when she was encouraging me and mentoring me to go into the ministry, she said to me, "You are going to live every word that you speak I didn't understand that, of course, back then. It's like, okay, that's a lot of words, Mom. I talk a lot. Live every word that I speak. Okay. All of us are. Once you start talking about Jesus and declaring the things that we are declaring from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelations, there's so many promises and things that Jesus offers. And once you start declaring it, you start living and manifesting this spiritual life that Jesus promised to provide those who believe and follow him. You also begin to be authentic about your belief system and that's how you get the zeal. And that first, you know, is when you first realize that Jesus loves me so much and offers me so much. And no matter, you know, like the song says, and Jesus is real, when your friends are acting funny, when your family is not available, when your money is funny, when everything seems to be going tipsy-turvy in the world, the one solid thing we can all depend on, and his name is Jesus. All you need is Jesus. My mother used to tell me that, and she was a loner, and I wasn't at that time. You know, I felt that I had to have a whole bunch of people around me, and to validate who I was and make me feel good and everything like that. And my mother told me, you know, I was like, how can you stand just to be by yourself? And she was just like, because all I have and all I need is Jesus. He's my best friend. And once you allow Jesus to become your best friend, he is your best friend. He's your best friend. He understands what you're going through. He has access to solve your problems. Because whatever the Son asks for, the Father gives to him because of his obedience. So that is part of our reward system for following Jesus, being Christians, being soldiers in the army of the Lord, being obedient. This is not a self-driven, I am in charge of my destiny walk. That is not a Christian walk. We are referred to as sheep. Sheep need shepherds. Sheep are also very intelligent creatures. Sheep can see or, you know, turn and see behind them. You know, they have great vision. They have great hearing. They can distinguish voices. Sheep are very intelligent, but sheep need a shepherd because they are vulnerable to danger, like we are in this world. But we're following our shepherd. We're not thinking first and asking him for permission to do what we want to do. We are following in obedience. And that is what I want to tell you, is when you line yourself up in obedience, this is when you begin to live this authentic spiritual Christian life and get all the things that Christ has to offer us. So what does Christ have to offer? You know, first, the Ephesians 6 chapter, the 12th verse, tells us that Jesus offers us protection, provision, and guidance. It says he knows we live in a world where there is a spiritual battle, and he wants us to know that he is our protector. In Ephesians, and I'm going to pull it up, and I'm still moving a tad bit slow, but that's okay. That's okay. We're going to take our time with this word because God is worthy of our time. He is worthy of our time. I thought I had it pulled up, but let me give you chapter and verse because that is the reading for the week, and I want you to read on this and meditate on this because it should be our creed. It should be our creed. So it reads, and I'm going to back it up because, you know, it's always good. From Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th through the 16th verse, and I read in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. People, the armor of God. Jesus offers us access to understanding and to be able to adorn each of these things, which is the armor of God, which protects us. That is why he is offering provision in this armor, guidance in this armor, and protection with this armor. If you go, if you're on Blog Talk Radio, or even if you're whatever you're listening to, if you can search the armor, the whole armor of God Bible study, Elder Faye has done a Bible study. It's pinned to the top on Blog Talk Radio. You have to listen to that Bible study. It goes into depth, even deeper, about dissecting the armor of God and making sure you have it wrapped firmly around you. Why follow Jesus? Well, it is not, you know, like I said, you get a whole lot from being a Jesus follower. Let's go through the things that you get. Forgiveness of your sins. We're all born into sin. We can't help it. We sin without even thinking about it. God knew this, and so he gave his only begotten son, John 3:16. He loved the world so much he gave his only begotten son, that who shall ever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life, which is the second thing you get from his is eternal life. The promise of eternal life, that once you leave this world, you actually get to enter into spirit world, which is forever. God always made it clear that this world is temporary, but his kingdom reigns forever and ever, and you want to be a part of that kingdom. He said, those who believe in my son will be a part of that kingdom. Once you get that, once you accept Christ and you start following him and you start actually acting like him, following him is acting like Christ. It's like, what would Jesus do? You get a new identity and a new purpose in life. You know, you don't think the way you used to think with certain situations. You don't approach things from a selfish point of view anymore. You start thinking about the impact you can have on a situation. And what would Jesus want you to do in that situation? So you do become a new creature in Christ. You get a new identity. Of course, you get a new community of believers and followers. Once you know, he said, you'll know they're from me by the fruits that they bear. And how you notice once you get a true spiritual person and you meet up with that person, boy, you click, because together you know you can fight some spiritual battles together. There's nothing like your spiritual brothers and sisters out there who are going to stand with you and help you stand up, encourage you, and remind you of who you are when you forget that you belong to the Almighty. All right, victory over sin, just victory over sin. You get victory over sin because Jesus was blameless. Jesus was the sacrificial lamb. God said in the Old Testament, the only way to atone, to make up for sin, is to offer blood. Something has to die. God said that, and he's always said that. They were sacrificing animals and doing everything to satisfy that requirement of God. Well, that requirement didn't go away, but he didn't want us just sacrificing stuff. We would be sacrificing all the time with the amount of sin that we do. So what he did is he said, this is the final atonement. I will shed my son's blood to atone for your sins. So the forgiveness of sins. And what a beautiful gift, because he died for something he didn't do. Every last sin that you could think of, he had to endure the punishment for. And he didn't do any of them. He did it for you. That's how much he loves us. Happiness on earth. Yeah, no matter how bad it's getting, you can still sing a song. You can still crack a smile. You can still laugh with joy. Because you know that he overcame. You know, the worst thing that could happen to Christ happened. He still overcame it. And he said, if you follow me, I will give you my joy. Imagine how happy God, Christ is to realize that by obeying God, now he actually is going to inherit the whole entire world. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father right now. He's like, absolutely everything you said was true. The joy that Christ has, he said, I'm going to give you my joy. Not the joy that the world gives you, but my joy. So, he gives you happiness on earth. He gives you peace and rest. Amen. That's what just happens to me. I caught COVID-19, and then my other medications start acting weird with me, and I just started feeling just terrible, and arthritis of the spine and hips hurting, and everything you can imagine that was going on with me was going on with me. And all in the meantime, even though I was going through, he was giving my soul rest. Every time you go through something, it's not to put you through something. Sometimes it's because you won't sit down. You won't stop. You won't heed his warning. So he just, he wiped me out. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't even broadcast. You know, that's something I've always been able to push through. He didn't even want me to do that. He gave me peace and he gave me rest. And he will do that for you. But you have to let him be the guide of that, because he knows what's coming ahead. There's a reason why he's trying to give you peace. There's a reason why he's trying to give you rest. It's up to you if it's a gentle hand of a loving friend or a cold, hard wind to blow because you're stubborn. He gives us protection, provision, and guidance, which I just offered in the Ephesians 6 chapter reading. Okay, he offers rewards for a godly life. Yeah. Rewards. We get not to worry about anything. He said that I'm going to provide, you know, shelter for you. I'm going to provide food for you. I'm going to provide those basic things for you, because I do that for everything that I have created. And you're my most valuable creation. When you're going to get that in your head, stop worrying about things that I am going to take care of. You don't have to worry about anything when you have Jesus. Turn the worrying off. It's hard to do in this world, I understand, but he wants you to follow him to the point. It's, I know you're going to take care of me, Lord. Hallelujah. I know you're going to take care of me, Jesus. We got to get that so deep in our spirit. I don't care how dark it gets. I know God is going to save me. We have to get that in our soul. We have to be able to say that with conviction. We know that our God does not fail, that Jesus does not fail, and Jesus does not lie, and neither does God. So with all that, you get his abiding presence. You get the Holy Spirit. You get that transcending peace that I was talking about. You get a truth that sets you free. Answer to your prayers, love, and joy, fruitfulness. And you get a heavenly home. You get everything you need in this life and the life afterwards just by the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ. Everybody, love him. Love him. Love him with all your heart. And that is what that letter was talking about. Don't forget your first love. Don't get so wrapped up and so automatic with your praise and your worship, like a little robot, that you forget to feel that first love of Jesus. when you feel him loving you back. It's nothing like it. Open your heart. If you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart up. Say, Jesus, come into my life. I'm going to make you the head of my world, my life. And thank you for dying for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. Change me, Lord. Renew me. Make me who you want me to be. I follow you. I surrender. And you end that in the name of Jesus, and your whole life will begin to be changed. Your life will begin to be transformed, just like a butterfly in a cocoon that started out as a caterpillar. He's going to make you into something beautiful and something brand new. All right, everybody. I want you to meditate on that. If you have any questions, the team is still there waiting for you. You can always email the ministry at Sister Journey Home. No, I'm sorry. It's been a while. At jhomorg1@gmail.com. You can go to the website, jhom.org, and there's a contact form there. Read about the ministry. See how we got started. Read our story. Just become part of the community. Become part of the community, and let's learn together. Let's grow together. Let's go out and make disciples together. All right, everybody, let's time to roll in for the musical part of the show. This is just the DJs hanging out. The first mix is up for me, and this is kind of going back when I had to think about my first love with Christ and other stuff. It was like, what was I doing? What was I listening to? And even with the music that I was listening to back in the day in the 80s, you know, and stuff like that, I was still pumping for Jesus, even though I didn't realize it. Here we go. This is going to take you on a little musical journey, everybody. Sister Poochie Gospel House Mix. Here we go.
Dance break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie, mixing it up at jhom.org. Go, Pastor!
up. Ha!
Can you feel that maximum joy? Rolling round like a brand new boy. Rain and sunshine from heaven.
This is your prime time DJ, Sister Poochie. Mixologist, this is the world of Sister Poochie.
We'll be right back. with somebody can.
Something's got a hold on me. I get this feeling I'm in motion, a sudden sense of liberty. I don't care cause I'm not there, and I don't care if I'm here tomorrow. Again and again I've taken too much of the things that cost me too much. I used to think that the day would never come, I'd see the light in the shade of the morning sun. My morning sun is the drug that brings me near to the childhood I lost, replaced by fear. I used to think that the day would never come, but my life would depend on the morning sun.
Dance Break with Chicago's very own Sista Pucci, mixing it up at ghom.org. Go Pastor! I see the light in the shade of the morning sun. My morning sun is the drug that brings me near to the childhood I lost, replaced by fear. I used to think that the day would never come, that my life would depend on the morning sun.
Let's get up and praise the Lord. Any way you want to, let's give him praise right now. All right, let's do this.
I've been laid off from work, my rent is due. My kids all need brand new shoes. So I went to the bank to see what they could do. They said, son, look like bad luck got a hold on you. But it's too tight to mention. I can't get an unemployment extension. But it's too tight to mention.
Christ, Jesus Christ.
Never quit. It's Sister Poochie.
JHOM.org. Hanging with Sister Poochie.
Sister Poochie, turning this mix way up.
This world.
walking in glory. Walking in glory, everybody. Walking in glory. That was the gospel house or gospel mix concoction by Sister Poochie. And I hope it emphasized the message because I like to preach and I like to mix. Okay, that's what I do. And I hope it emphasized what I was telling you. Get back to that first moment when you felt Christ loving you, and hold on to it and build up on it and get your armor of God. See, God knows he loves us and he knows the future, and he knew what we would need to protect ourselves, and he gave us an entire armor. It's called the armor of God, and we're going to go over it. If you go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, it's the 10th. Excuse me. Through the 17th verse. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you might be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm then, and with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, in which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, everybody. And that's what we just have. Meditate on it, pray on it, and we're going to come back next week. And let's see what God is ready for me to reveal, ready for me to say. I'm telling you, I'm feel like I got a new battery. All right. And I hope you, Jesus, get your Jesus juice. Get a little shot of Jesus too. And hopefully after all this praising and worship, you feel like you have a new battery too. All right, everybody, let's roll out of here like we always roll out of here with Society Hill Music and How Great Thou Art. Peace, love, and blessings. May the good Lord keep you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord smile upon you. May the good Lord give you peace. Everybody, till next time.